From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to the program. In these days of tragic news, how good it is to be able to turn to the unchanging Word of God. And of course, that's what we do here on this program. I'm going to start with a hymn this morning, after which we'll have our Bible reading from Mark chapter 9. The hymn is, I'm a Child of a King, and it's sung for us by Ken Maxwell. Let's turn to our Bibles now. Perhaps I could remind you, just as you're doing that, of our evening program, where we will be continuing our study, Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. I will also be reading another extract from Dr. Paisley's History of the 59 Revival. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. Let's turn then to Mark chapter 9, the verse 2. And after 6 days Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only, with themselves. May God bless the reading of his precious word to each one of our hearts. We're going to be concentrating upon verse 7. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. The company of the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration included more than the three disciples, the three privileged disciples he brought up with him, Peter, James, and John. There was also Moses and Elias, or Elijah. Now these two men, representatives of the law and of the prophets, for was not Moses the lawgiver, and was not Elijah the chief of the prophets? They stood with the Lord Jesus Christ there on the mountain, and I'm sure that they underscore, by their presence with the Savior, the agreement that there is between the Old Testament and the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is much confusion about this. There are those who feel that the Old Testament contains a message that is entirely different from that within the New Testament. Well, those who say that could not be more mistaken. And Christ, in company with Moses and Elijah, serves to underscore that fact. There is absolute compatibility between what is taught in the Old Testament and what is taught in the New Testament. In Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 17, this is the famous Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus says this, Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. So the Lord Jesus did not set aside the law or initiate a message that required the abandoning of the Old Testament. No. And it's a foolish thing to think that it did do that. It's quite contrary to what the Savior teaches. There is nothing in the message of the Old Testament prophets that runs contrary to the message of the Lord Jesus in the New Testament. Men and women, there's only one way of salvation. And the way of salvation that we preach today is precisely the same way of salvation as that taught by the prophets of old. Maybe that startles some of you. Well, if it does, you needed to be startled. Because if you have been holding to some notion contrary to what I have just said to you, you are not holding to the teachings of the Bible. How did the Old Testament saint get saved? How did Moses get to heaven? How did Elijah get to heaven? Precisely the same way as any person today will get to heaven, by the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ alone. The Old Testament saint, with his sacrifices offered at the altar, was manifesting through that sacrifice his faith in the coming Redeemer. When Abraham offered up a lamb, they were not offering the lamb as the price of their redemption. No. By offering the lamb, they were manifesting, they were showing that they were trusting in the coming Redeemer. The lamb was only a symbol. The offering on the altar was only a symbol of the Messiah, whose dying, whose suffering was their only hope. They were looking forward. Now, we today don't offer sacrifices, but we have a communion service, and we partake of the elements at that service. And by so doing, it says in 1 Corinthians 11, we show the Lord's death. We show that our hope is in the breaking of the body of Christ on the cross and the shedding of his precious blood. That's our hope. We feast our souls by faith on the atoning work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, there's no difference between the way of salvation proclaimed in the Old Testament and the way of salvation proclaimed in the New Testament. The symbols of the way of salvation used in the Old Testament times differ slightly from the symbols used today, but the substance of the message was entirely the same. In Acts chapter 8, and the verse 35, you have an incident where Philip the evangelist is led by the Spirit of God into the desert area of Gaza, and there he meets with a man traveling down from Jerusalem and returning to Ethiopia. And as he's traveling in his chariot, he's reading the scriptures. He's reading Isaiah chapter 53. And as he's reading, Philip is commanded to draw near to him, and he does, and he asks the man the question, do you understand what it is you are reading? And the man answers, verse 31 of Acts chapter 8, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him in the chariot and explain the scriptures. Now, it says that the man then points out where he had been reading, and in verse 34, the Ethiopian asks the question, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Who is the prophet talking about? And listen to how Philip responded. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. You see, Jesus was the message of Isaiah chapter 53, just as Jesus is the message of the gospel to you today. There on the mountain, Moses and Elijah and the Lord Jesus, all speaking the same word to you. May the Lord help you to put your trust in the Savior. We'll come back to this next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.